Well, Chinese edtech company New Oriental Education has fired 60,000 employees. That marks the biggest layoff on record since China began its crackdown on the industry over a year ago. The company's founder, Yu Minghong, confirmed the layoffs in a post on his WeChat account over the weekend, saying the company dealt with too many changes in 2021, blaming the layoffs on Chinese policies, the pandemic, and international relations. Also in China-related news, Intel deleted references to the Chinese region of Xinjiang from an open note sent to its suppliers in December following social media outrage in China. In the letter, Intel called on its partners to avoid sourcing from the region due to alleged forced labor in the area. The company was denounced by Chinese social media users and state-run media within days. And Intel followed up with an apology and now removed that part of the letter from its website altogether. Of course, this is just the latest company that has taken a stand on Xinjiang and then been targeted on social media in China. An Australian judge ruled that Serbian tennis star Novak Djokovic can remain in Australia after a five-day saga over his refusal to get vaccinated for COVID-19. The judge, ordering his release from immigration detention today, found that Djokovic was treated unfairly upon his arrival for the Australian Open and is reversing his visa cancellation. And 2022 award season in Hollywood is kicked off without much fanfare. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association announced the winners for the 2022 Golden Globes via Twitter. Forgoing any red carpet events this year, wasn't streamed, wasn't televised. Netflix film The Power of the Dog won Best Drama, and West Side Story scored Best Musical or Comedy. Nicole Kidman won Best Actress for her role in Being the Ricardos, while Will Smith won Best Actor for King Richard. For TV, no surprise perhaps, Succession won Best Drama Series, and Hacks was Best Musical or Comedy Series.